This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Thursday. Let's thank our sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capture, Edward Jones advisor. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, plus Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, which isn't happening this morning. We have a reason for that. That's okay. No technical difficulties. The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz Market, Blackhawk Winery, Patton Automotive. Also, Ellis Jewelers, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProByte Computer Sales and Service, 51 West, and Ye Old Spirit Shop. Special thanks to ProByte Computer Sales and Service. Charlie Spradlin already in the WILO studio this morning, fixing three things for us, all before 8:30, Ken. Oh, Ken's over there, too. Good morning, yeah. Ken.
Good morning.
So Charlie is certainly the man, and we just encourage you, if you're a local business, a regional business, and you got some computer needs, or there's something that you've almost got fixed and can't quite pull it into the driveway, trust me, Charlie Spradlin can not only take care of you. This guy is cool as a cucumber, too. He never gets stressed about anything. And when he's seen me stressed about things before, which happens quite often, Charlie's always that calm, collective guy that comes in and gets the job done. So he can do a ton of things for you. He's always got some nice refurbished computers down there at ProByte as well. If you're looking for something affordable, he can also get you a $2,500 computer if you need something for the gaming or watching a lot of videos or something like that. So he can take care of you certainly for as big or little as you need for your computer needs. Ken and I are not on television this morning, and boy, it's a good thing. No, just kidding. We took a shower and washed our hair.
Yeah.
We're not on the HoosierlandTV.com this morning because we've got our crew up at Carroll County, Indiana. It's the Carroll County Fair, the Swine Show, possibly the biggest in the state, probably the biggest in the state. That's brought to you by Sassy Salon in Delphi. And right now, as we speak, if you go to HoosierlandTV.com and then scroll down about halfway on the page, you'll see live and upcoming. You'll see yesterday's Party Line program, and Melissa Miller is up there, and she and I are doing we're communicating here from through text. And excuse me, I was just distracted there for a minute. I was texting Melissa. So about halfway down, you see yesterday's Party Line, and then the HoosierlandTV.com live icon with the HoosierlandTV.com logo there for the Carroll County 4-H Swine Show, and it's going on right now. You just click on that and then click play as it takes you to the tip-top. And it is live right now. Boy, a nice, clear video feed there. And we're going to go ahead and pot up the audio of what's going on at the Carroll County 4-H Swine Show, because I've got it pulled up here, Ken, in the studio, so we can watch, I can watch along here if we need to, which would be highly distracting trying to do six other things, too. So I just gave her a 30 seconds heads up, and she's actually going to come on here in just a minute and say hello to us. So we'll see how this technology works. I'm just going to leave her potted up and tell you real quick, we'll be talking to not Kelly Braverman this morning.
Marilyn Riley.
Marilyn Riley on our WILO. Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with hope and vision. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, Ken and I will talk to a representative of the U.S.
Yeah, I'm not sure who either.
Utility Service Board. We'll take whoever shows up or calls in, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They've got a lot going on, too, don't they? They've always got a lot going on.
Well, you're trying to do four different projects at once, and then, you know, trying to keep your everyday part
we're
of your...
We're here at the Carroll County 4-H
So let's listen
right
in on
now.
Melissa Miller.
In the ring is our second class of junior showmen. These are fourth and fifth graders. We've had one class of junior showmen in already, and our judge has pulled a few out from there, and now he's got our second class in, and he's going to be pulling from there, and then he'll pick his top junior showman. And here we go.
Again, we're listening to audio of the Carroll County Fair Swine Show with Melissa Miller.
Let's give these three kids a nice round of applause for making it this far.
Let's go ahead and give those kids a round of applause, too, while we're here.
It's an easy decision here on the top, and certainly comes down to two of them for me, and they're maybe contrasting in terms of their styles. I think both of them.
I love swine, too. These pigs look great, man. It's just a nice, clear signal. They've got sunshine in Carroll County, so it's nice and bright up there. Really nice swine show facility they do it at, too.
Where to hit their animal and how to keep an animal's head up. Now, I'm not saying he's perfect at it, and I'd certainly wish he was just a shot smoother, because if he was, it'd be a much easier decision on me. But at the same time, his animals presented just a shot better out here. He presented himself out of the gate.
And, Ken, this is a full-day event, too, man.
Oh, yeah.
They take it serious in Carroll County.
They do just a bit.
Now, I know that Clinton County also has almost a full-day event on their swine show. This one, they always try to start a little earlier because it's so hot for the animals. And, you know, as long as you're done by 4 or 5, or not done by 4 or 5, as long as you're done by 1 or 2, it's still not the peak hot of the day, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll get back to Melissa real quick in a moment. First, the Skywatch weather forecast, which is buried deep in my stack of stuff here. We've got the haze from the wildfires out west there, Ken. And did you notice that this morning? They've been talking about it. They put out an air quality alert thing.
I haven't noticed it quite so much yet.
It may seem a little hazier than normal, but I didn't know if that was just regular. Later today, partly cloudy. Haze throughout the day from those wildfires, which is amazing. High about 82, cloudy tonight, that haze hangs with us, low at 68, and tomorrow partly cloudy. Slight chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers, slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high 85. Saturday, some sunshine, just a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 20% chance, high 88. And then, let's see, that was Saturday. And then Sunday, partly cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high 90. It'll probably be very warm on Sunday and have that unstable air.
Yeah, which means it'll lead to thunder showers. That's projected for Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's 66 now from your official weather station, WILO. So that's who's coming up. Again, we've got the Carroll County Swine Show this morning going on right now on HoosierLandTV.com. Melissa Miller, Michael Hall up there, bringing that to you. Sponsored by Sassy Salon in Delphi. Thank you again, Sassy, for doing that for us. And we had a nice Aura Clinton County last night. And, you know, we mentioned, Ken, that we try to have a little fun on that. It's not all just news and straightforward stuff. So last night the ladies were talking about taking a citizenship test through the Learning Network, which they offer. And so they do that, and we did a little test, like a little impromptu. How much does Kevin Keith know about the United States? And I prefaced it by telling them that it's been 28 years since I've been in high school and taken all my civics classes and government and history, but I'd like to think I knew most of the questions, and I got 8 of 10.
Okay.
So I don't have to go back to Germany or England or whatever. So I'm still communicating with Melissa. I wanted her to give us a shout-out. She's listening on the WILO app also, so she's monitoring the Party Line program.
Also like to let everybody know
And we're monitoring her HoosierlandTV.com program. Just playing around with some technology this morning. It's pretty cool here. So
yeah.
We'll see if she starts talking. We'll let her talk. Of course, there's a delay, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So HoosierlandTV.com has like a 30-second delay from what's actually happening live. And the app actually has maybe 4 or 5 second delay. And so, really, if you're trying to communicate with someone, it'll drive you nuts trying to do that. But we've got the last 5 programs of Aura Clinton County up at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just click the On the Air tab and then click on Aura Clinton County. We've got the last 5 programs there. Brought to you by A&J Auto Repair, Blevins Insurance in Frankfort, and Frasita's, opening very soon in Frankfort. And next week, Ken, they're going to bring in, we're all coming in a little early, and they're going to bring me some homemade ice cream from Frasita's. And I was told that they have a tequila flavor.
Oh, geez.
With a little lime in the bottom and everything, so looking forward to that. It doesn't have tequila in it. It just takes like takes some tequila, so... I'm just again.
We got you here, Kevin.
Yeah, there you go.
Everything you're saying through the great WILO app, it's been fantastic. And Party Line sounds like it's going to be an interesting.
We'll try to be interesting.
Interesting yeah. Show.
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear, Melissa.
So.
Yeah, that's cool. So we'll continue to see if she can. Of course, she's working with the announcer up there too.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got the announcer in the background, and of course you can hear all of the audio.
Yeah. Right.
And that's very awesome. Matter of fact, that's what I'm texting back to her right now. Awesome. All right, we'll continue with the program. Yesterday, I had an opportunity to sit down with a younger fella who has moved back to Frankfort. I think he was here for the first couple years of his life, he was telling me, Ken. The new director of operations at the 180 Recovery Resource Center, which they poured their concrete just a couple days ago. And Greg George is this gentleman's name, the new director of operations there. And Greg told me that next week they're going to start framing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Reck is helping
in the ring right
coordinate
now, Kevin,
this.
We've got the beginner showman.
And they're going to be doing that, hopefully opening by Thanksgiving for the 180 Recovery Resource. Let's get a little update here with Melissa Miller.
Senior division is what goes first. And our senior will be the one who will compete in the senior showman, the supreme showman here in Carroll County. Megan Wagner was our senior showman here at the Carroll County Fair.
All right. Thank you very much, Melissa Miller, for that. Again, that delay, it just, it kind of gets us a little bit, so it's not quite where we want. But, yeah, she said it's almost 2-minute delay. Yeah. Okay, we're going to... move on. All right. So there we go. I appreciate you hanging with us here and just having a little fun and enjoying our technology we've got. So Greg George, the new director of operations for the 180 Recovery Resource Center in Frankfort, should be open by Thanksgiving, we're hearing. They'll start framing that. You'll start seeing some walls and stuff going up here shortly. And sometime in the next 45 minutes before Party Line's over, we're going to find a good spot where we have 8 minutes, Ken. And we'll play an interview I did with Greg George in the dining room at Johnny V's yesterday. So we'll play that for you sometime here in the next 45 minutes. First, it is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision. We say good morning to Marilyn with IU Health.
Hi, good morning, Ken. I'm happy to be on the show with you today.
How you been?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well, hanging in there and just going crazy is all the stuff we're having to do right now, but that's the way it goes right now.
Yes, I think we're kind of in for the new normal.
Yeah, well, we hope it's the new normal, but we hope we don't have to go back to the new normal. That's
right.
What's kind of worrying me right now.
Well, and I think that's a reasonable worry, Ken. You know, with the new Delta variant, I think we're all a little bit concerned about what's going to happen. But I can say, you know, get your vaccine. We have found that the Delta variant, or the vaccine is effective against that. And also, the vaccine's very effective if someone does get COVID. Very likely with the vaccine, they would not end up in the hospital. So even if they did get a case of it, it would be much less than without the vaccine.
Have you guys, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but have you guys seen any patients there for a day or two or not yet?
You know, it's really sporadic. We'll have a patient maybe once in a while, actually for the last probably 2 weeks. We have not had any inpatients with COVID. So, you know, from our perspective, things are looking a little bit better as far as the hospitalizations. You know, we know that there's still new cases of coronavirus every day, but we're not seeing them in our hospital here at Frankfurt. So that's good news.
Yeah, that is good. And speaking of your new hospital, how are things going over there?
You know, Ken, things are going really well. If you've been by here lately, you probably see a lot of activity out in the front area where the previous hospital was located. Mm-hmm. They're moving around some more dirt, getting things leveled. They're actually starting to put in the curbs. So we've got some concrete going in, and we're really moving forward with getting that area with the concrete, the curbs, and get it prepared so we can start putting in the new driveway. We really were hoping to have it further along, but unfortunately, as you know, we've had so much rain here mm-hmm. as of the last couple months. So it has slowed that work down just a bit, but they're still making progress. So we are continuing to work on that every day. So, you know, swing by and take a look, see how we're doing. But, yeah, we hope to have that new driveway in by November.
Okay. That was my next question. If you thought it was going to be the fall, and I kind of had a hunch it might be that time, so.
Well, you are spot on. And you know what that'll do for us is really help the parking situation because, you know, you and I have talked about that before.
Yeah.
We've got some challenges with parking. I think, you know, our patients are telling us once they've been here, they see how the flow is and they're able to find a parking space much easier. We've got good signage up and we're always happy to help if, you know, if somebody needs assistance from their car, we can certainly do that. We want to make it easy, and once we have that new parking space out front, it's going to be a world of difference.
Yeah, and then also it also lets people really see what's going on at the new hospital.
It does, yes. You can the hospital is very visible now from Jackson Street. So, you know, when you drive by, you can see it. Much easier to find it mm-hmm. now that
yeah.
you can see it from the road.
Mm-hmm. I know when we was out there at the fair last week, you'd look over and you just see, my gosh, look at all the stuff that's not there and there. And you just, you're just like, oh, my gosh, it doesn't seem like it's possible anymore. But it's, you know, it's going to look great once it's done, though.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more, Ken.
So what's going to be the next month or so going to be like for you guys? Anything in particular that you're going to do or not?
You mean when it comes to
events or special type things or anything like that you're going to be doing or anything like that?
Well, we don't have any events scheduled right now. You
okay.
know, still in the midst of this pandemic, we want to be cautious.
Right.
But I would say, you know, certainly I would encourage our community members to remember preventive care is very important. So if you've put off that screening mammogram or colonoscopy, now's the time to get in and have that preventive care done. You know, what we don't want is for people to put that off and not come in for those important screenings. So I would say, you know, we've got appointments available, so we would really love for people to get in and have those screening testing done.
Are you guys still want people to wear masks inside the hospital, correct?
We do. That is currently our policy,
mm-hmm.
and so we do ask that our patients and visitors do wear a mask when they're in the building. Employees are also still wearing masks
mm-hmm.
in the building.
Okay.
one of the other things I would like to mention when we kind of talk about visitors is, you know, we've really relaxed our guidelines on visitors. We know how important it is for our patients to have visitors or somebody with them when they come for, you know, an outpatient test or they're an inpatient in the hospital. And so we, each patient can have two visitors, and we can even have visitors stay overnight. So okay. if your loved one is here at the hospital, we want you to be able to come in and to stay with them. So I want to make sure, you know, everybody knew that we were really relaxing on that.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to talk about or you want to bring up before I let you go?
I guess just one other thing I want to say about COVID vaccines. You might have heard in the news that IU Health is now requiring all employees to have the COVID vaccine. And so we're working very diligently with our team members. Some of our team members, you know, were eligible for various types of exemptions. And so that's an option. Otherwise, we want to make sure that, you know, patient safety is always first. And so we want to make sure that we role model that and we protect our patients.
Okay.
So if we've, you know, if some of our patients are wondering, you know, if they come to the hospital, is their caregiver going to be vaccinated? Yes, we are requiring that. Again, some of our team members won't be because of the exemptions, but then they will be taking additional precautions, such as always wearing a mask and things like that.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
So, as always, Marilyn, greatly appreciate your time. Always fun talking with you, and you take good care of yourself, and we'll catch you a little bit later, okay?
All right, Ken. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision. We got about 7 minutes left in the first portion of the program at 659-3338. Ken, it says President Biden says children under the age of 12 can get a COVID-19 vaccine very soon. Speaking at a CNN town hall in Ohio, the president explained scientists are doing the examinations now, but he's not going to interfere in their work. Biden also said kids under 12 will likely have to wear masks when they return to the classroom. Well, let's not even get started on that.
Let's not even go there.
Yeah. All right. I think now is the time. Let's go ahead. We're going to play this interview I did with Greg George yesterday at Johnny V's. He's the new director of operations for the 180 Recovery Resource Center coming to Frankfort.
We're talking with Greg George, who's the new director of operations for the 180 Recovery Resource Center coming to Frankfort. Greg, first off, thanks for sitting down with me for a second this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin.
Tell me a little bit about your background, and then we'll talk a little bit about 180 and what you're hoping to accomplish in Frankfort.
Okay. I, you know, got out of the Army about 5 years ago. I've been kind of working on my education, and you know, I think it's fortuitous, and you know how God works things out, that, you know, as I finished my education, this opportunity at 180 came up, and you know, my wife and I, we've been in prayer about it, but there's just been a lot of circumstances that led to us being able to accept this opportunity. And you know, my wife Deborah's from Frankfort, and so we're actually moving back down here to her hometown, and we're just excited to be a part of 180 and helping people in this community you know, get their lives back.
It seems like with a little bit of your background, you grew up around a recovery process center, so it seems like you'll know what works and what doesn't, at least from the get-go here, especially from the get-go. What was your growing up with your dad and your uncle, what was that exactly there, growing up and being around a recovery center?
My dad actually worked at a residential youth facility called Pineview Homes. It's up in Everett, Michigan. And so recovery was one of the aspects that they dealt with, you know, youth, substance use. But there was also abuse, neglect, and delinquency. Me and my cousins grew up, you know, and it was a big open, you know, residential facility. They had a basketball and soccer team that my cousins actually played on, and we'd play other schools. And so we rubbed shoulders with kids from Detroit and Grand Rapids, you know, out in the middle of nowhere in Everett's small little 4,000-person town. I grew up. Those were my friends. The kids that were struggling with substance use and delinquency and abuse at home. Those are the guys that I grew up with. And I've seen kind of the results of what addictions can do in the home, more on the side of what happens to the kids. But, you know, coupled with an education and experience in the military, I've kind of had a variety of experiences that, I believe have kind of uniquely equipped me to be in this position.
There's been a small contingency of people who have made this 180 Recovery Resource Center become reality, and they're going to kind of hand the reins over to you, if you will, and still be there for support. What do you envision for 180 in the first year as you guys hope to open up later this year?
So our goals, right now our facility is being built out in the industrial park, and it's going to be a 16-bed facility initially. And what I envision is a holistic program. Addictions is not just it's not just a medical problem. It's not just a spiritual problem. It's everything. We're going to use a biopsychosocial model, which uses a holistic treatment approach to address everything, body, mind, and soul. And it's something that we've got to take people out of the environment that they're in, put them in a supportive environment with a community wrapped around them. Like you said, there's been a few people that have done most of the footwork here, but the community here has invested in 180 heavily, and I believe honestly that's where the success has come from. Is this community has seen this problem, and they have extended resources to help people, and that I think is unique. I think that's unique, and most communities I don't see them doing that, but this one has stepped forward and said, we're gonna address this problem.
They've been talking about it for several years here, and it's good to finally see something done. What is, the fun part? What is the current status on the building, getting it built?
We've been watching them, scrape dirt together out there on the foundation for quite a while. Compass Construction has come alongside and said, we're gonna build your facility. They're building it free of charge to them, and they've been awesome about contracting with people that have donated time and resources. But right now, what we're seeing is they poured the concrete slab yesterday, and they are supposed to be getting the framing up starting next week. So
it'll come together pretty quick after that, won't it?
I think it will, and it's really exciting.
Is there a quick piece of advice you could give someone who may hear this interview on the radio who might be struggling with an addiction or something, and they think they've hid it from their family, they're the only one who may know that they've got it going on inside of them? Is there a piece of advice you can give them and some hope?
What I would tell somebody struggling with an addiction is to find somebody that they can trust, and that's the hard part. Addiction is about deception and keeping it hidden and keeping it in the dark. And so I would suggest right now, I think what's Brianna's Hope is a good place to go to find that supportive environment. You've got to find good people to wrap around you that won't make excuses for you, but that will encourage you and help you lift yourself out of that. Those destructive habits. Hopefully here in the future we will be able to offer the resources that people need to. We'll be able to provide that environment, that individual and group therapy. And but for now, you're in our prayers, and we are working every day to make it a reality.
So I know there is some more information you wanted to pass along to us. Real soon we'll start seeing a website and maybe even a possibility of some hiring out there.
Yes. So right now we are accepting applications for people that are interested in our residential program. You can find that at our website 180recovery.org. It's all the application is all there on the website, and you know, if you're in need of treatment, you know, I'd encourage you, even though we're a few months out from operations, go ahead and get that application filled out, and you know, we can start screening that. We're gonna start looking for professional staff to hire on to help us with this this mission very soon. So.
Well, Greg, best of luck to you, and welcome back to Frankfort, and we'll see you soon on Party Line.